never know their names. The first victim could not have been recorded, for there was no written language to record it. They were someone's daughter, or son, and someone's friend. And they were loved by those around them. And they were in pain, covered in rashes, confused, scared, not knowing what was happening to them or what they could do about it. Victim of a mad, inhuman god. There was nothing to be done. Humanity was not strong enough, not aware enough, not knowledgeable enough to fight back against a monster that could not be seen. It was in ancient Egypt where it attacked slave and pharaoh alike. In Rome, it effortlessly debilitated armies. Killed in Syria, killed in Moscow, in India, 5 million dead. It killed 1,000 Europeans every day in the 18th century. It killed more than 50 million Native Americans. From the Peloponnesian War to the Civil War, it slew more soldiers and civilians than any weapon, any soldier, any army. This did not stop the most foolish and empty souls from attempting to harness the demon as a weapon against their own enemies. Cultures grew and faltered, and it remained. Empires rose and fell, and it thrived. Ideologies waxed and waned, and it did not care. Kill, maim, spread, kill, maim, spread. An ancient, mad god. Hidden from view, that could not be fought, could not be confronted, could not even be comprehended. Not even the only one of its kind, just the most devastating. For a long time, there was no hope. Only the bitter, hollow endurance of survivors. In China, the 10th century, humanity began to fight back. It was observed that survivors of the mad god's curse would never be touched again. They had taken a portion of that power into themselves and so were protected from it. Not only that, but this power could be shared by consuming a remnant of the wounds. There was a price, for you could not take the god's power without first defeating it, but a smaller battle, on humanity's terms. By the 16th century, the technique spread to India, across Asia, the Ottoman Empire, and in the 18th century, Europe. In 1796, a more powerful technique was discovered by Edward Jenner. The idea began to take hold. Perhaps the ancient god could be killed. A whisper became a voice. A voice became a call. A call became a battle cry, sweeping across villages, cities, nations. Humanity began to cooperate, spreading the protective power across the globe, dispatching masters of the craft to protect whole populations. People who had once been sworn enemies joined in common cause for this one battle. Governments mandated that all citizens protect themselves. Giving the ancient enemy a single life would put millions in danger. And inch by inch, humanity drove its enemy back. Fewer friends wept. Fewer neighbors were crippled. Fewer parents had to bury their children. Dawn of the 20th century, for the first time, humanity banished the enemy from entire regions of the world. We faltered many times in our efforts, but there were always individuals who never gave up, who fought for the dream of a world where no child or loved one would ever fear the demon ever again. Viktor Zadanov called for humanity to unite in a final push against the demon. The great tactician, Karel Raska, who conceived of a strategy to annihilate the enemy. Donald Henderson, who led the efforts of the final days. The enemy grew weaker. Millions became thousands. Thousands became dozens. And then when the enemy did strike, scores of humans came forth to defy it, protecting all those whom it might endanger. The enemy's last attack on the wild was on Ali Mau Mali. In 1977, for months afterwards, dedicated humans scoured the surrounding area, seeking out any last, desperate hiding place where the enemy might yet remain. They found none. On December 9th, 1979, humanity declared victory. This one evil, the horror from beyond memory, the monster that took 500 million people from this world, was destroyed. You are a member of the species who did that. Never forget what we are capable of when we band together and declare battle on what is broken in the world.